Welcome back to the Brew Kettle here in Amherst. Tim Elkhorn along with Tom Evans. Lorain County High School football coaches are filing in as Sean Arno, the head coach of the Elyria High Pioneers, now drops by to pay us a visit. And again, our high school football coaches preview show tonight brought to you by the Cobos Insurance Center and Orthopedic Associates. Great to have them on board as sponsors. Great to have the coaches filing in. And as we said, we go in order of arrival. So first guy in tonight with a couple of his assistant coaches, Sean Arno, the head coach of Elyria High. So you've already gotten your Brew Kettle meal in. You were telling us it was outstanding.
The wings are fantastic.
And Sean looks like a guy that knows his wings. I can relate to that.
I would believe, yes. Yes, know my wings.
Well, Coach, great to have you with us. We know it's a busy time of year, so for you to come on out and join us here at the Brew Kettle with a couple of guys from your staff is terrific. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the fact that 2 weeks from tomorrow night, you open it up at home against the Avon Lake Shoremen. Now, it's always a big football game when you open up the season, but man, to christen a brand new stadium over at Elyria. How exciting is that?
Yeah,
talk about that.
Well, we really haven't focused on it too much because as it's going on, the construction, we can't go over there and we can't do much with it. So, but I know the kids, you know, that every day we walk out to the practice field, like, is that our scoreboard? Is that this? Is that that? You know, so they start to wonder, and I'm just excited for them.
Coach, a tough year last year. Now, again, as Matt Douglas and I talked to you throughout the year on the forecast show, you reiterated, and you were up front, there's a process. You got to build this program kind of from the ground up. 1-9 certainly wasn't what you were hoping for, but where did you see development? Where did you see progress that you now build on for 2018?
Strongly in the offseason with discipline, becoming more disciplined with the way we do things, everything we do. So that's one of our main focuses, and one of our main things as far as field is concerned, field of play, we talk about ending every drive with a kick. We had a lot of turnovers last year, and I've never been a part of any team that's ever had that many turnovers. So we've stressed over and over and over again that we will end every drive with a kick, and we've been doing that from time we started working with our seven guys. February, March, we took our guys out there, and we'll do some handoff drills. And the ball hits the ground, we're doing up downs, we're doing push-ups. So those are some key factors for us. And nobody wants to have that kind of a season, but it is a fantastic football league. I watched it this year in baseball, I watched it in basketball for the last 2 years. It is a fantastic league.
I mean, we brought last year's standings with us. I mean, when you're talking Menor, Euclid, Strongsville, Brunswick, Solon, you're going through a meat grinder.
It is a very hard schedule, and there's nobody you just look on your schedule. And it's one of the few times I've ever been in any football program in 25 years where you look on your schedule and go, okay, that game there, we could probably play okay, make some mistakes, and win. They're just not on our schedule. And off in the non-league games, not on the schedule. The three non-league games are very difficult games. We have to come out and be mentally prepared every single game to do our best.
Tom?
Sean, I noticed in the article you talked a little bit about being undersized on the offensive line. And as I look at the GCC, every one of these schools has Division I linemen every year. Mm. And, you mentioned in your article, and we talked last year during the season about – you had some linemen going two ways, which is tough in that league alone, and then be undersized. Talk to me about how you fix that. How do you get bigger? How do you solve that?
Well, we had a good off season. We worked real hard in the weight room. We had really good attendance, and that's where the program changes, is in the off season. Dedicated a lot of time personally. Dedicated a lot of time to get with the kids and get them out. Increased our numbers a little bit, so we have some kids now. We hope start a season. We're closer to two platoon up front, especially up front. And we have some kids that we anticipate, we're going to need to do well. And then we have some younger kids that did real well in the scrimmage. I was pleased with what they did Tuesday, and they're younger. but they're big. They carry some weight to them. So when you're 285 and you make a mistake, or you're 265 or 255, make a small error in your first step, you can recover a little bit when you carry some weight. But when you're 205 and 210, which multiple guys were that we had last year up front, you make one error in your footwork and you're going to get beat in this league.
Again, we're talking with Sean Arnold, head coach at Elyria High Pioneers. 2 weeks from tomorrow, right here on WEOL, in fact, we'll be opening up the 2018 season as they take on the Avon Lake Shoremen. Coach, I've neglected to mention, by the way, that we've got some early editions of the Forecast magazine available here at the Brew Kettle tonight. So we wrote an article, a preview article for that Forecast, and for those who haven't picked it up yet that aren't here at the Brew Kettle, we mentioned a couple of key guys. Who are some key players for that Elyria football team this season?
The guys up front. I mean, that's where we're going to start and end. It's going to be those guys. Some of our skill guys we do have returning that will come back in the wide position, like Isaiah Thomas and Noah France, who's playing some free safety for us. We have some leadership in the secondary. Some guys come back there. We have a couple linebackers and a couple guys up front. But our offensive line are the key guys. They really have to come together as a unit. And Coach Hamilton, every single year for many, many years, Coach Hamilton does a great job with those guys up front.
I was just going to mention, if Steve Hamilton isn't the offensive lineman coach of the decade here in Lorain County, I don't know who is. He constantly is sending kids off to a big-time program.
Yeah, and I think, you know, in the future, we may have one or two guys may not maybe make it to Ohio State, but we do have some guys that will be coming that will be good players.
Right.
They get developed, and they'll do well.
Tom?
Sean, talk to me about the patience, and I know – you know, when you were at Wellington, you built a program. You understand, and I don't know you that well, but your personality type tells me that you're the guy that has patience. A lot of coaches have to get that quick fix, or they're scrambling. And, you know, you went through that 1-9, but you built a program before. You were very patient about it. It was very evident the changes that Wellington program made while you were there. Talk to me about how that works at Elyria for you.
Well, it's the one thing that everybody else has to be patient as well, because it is truly a building situation. It's not something that you fix. A mentality shift is the hardest thing. And everybody says that's that adage of 3 to 5 years. I've lived it multiple times. I've been in as an assistant, as a head coach, and I know exactly where it's at. That's where it's at. Because the kids that belong to you from the freshman year on, they're your kids. And their mentality shift starts with that middle school program. We have devoted a ton of time. I have, as a middle school athletic director, as well as, you know, joining our teams together this year for the first time. That's where it starts. That success starts there. The kids believe in themselves, and then they become part of that system, and that's where it starts. And I anticipate those guys will do really well down there this year, and we have some kids that are coming that just need to be developed. So that patience, I don't know, I'm old. I mean,
yes,
really, I mean, it gets down to it. So patience was not my first thing that you associate with me when I was 22. So when you just become more, I think you become more patient, and you see things happening before they happen sometimes, and you go through that process, and you know, 12 o'clock right now, I'm going to have lunch, and I'm going to try to unwind and just have lunch and just take 15 minutes to yourself. And it's just something that comes with, I guess, age.
Sean, before we let you go, I don't ask this question insofar as wins and losses, but how do you gauge success this year? How do you gauge the program moving forward?
I've always seen success in our program in multiple ways. I've seen success. We've worked on some things with our kids academically. And, you know, take pride in our kids graduating and then getting them to the next level. We saw about seven kids, I think, and they're not Division I, but kids that were, you know, planning to go on to play football at another level, which if it's a D3, you know, they're going because of academics, they have academics and so forth. The offseason, we got kids to buy into being at the weight room. And that's a huge success. Getting kids to stay in that weight room is hugely important. And then when it gets to the summertime, that's when bad habits set in. We had excellent tennis all the way through, and it's in the morning. It's not it, you know, they have to get up. So it's through those types of things right off the bat, I see success. Now, as far as wins and losses, you know, everybody judges you on wins and losses. That's very normal. But I
keep in mind, I said I'm not asking this.
But I personally, I know.
I'm not, because I know you use other measuring sticks.
The gauge is there. Then when I look at our practice, is when I got here where we are now, there's a lot of little things that you see. If you're there every day, you see our kids do that they weren't doing a little bit ago. And just the way we treat each other, the way we talk to each other. We went to the ropes course in Oberlin. We did some things like that where sometimes those things would be taken very, well, that's a goofy thing to do. But our kids took it, you know, they took it pretty seriously, and they're trying. I see our numbers increase. You know, we probably started the season with about 48, 10, 12. And we're a little bit better than that this year at around 60. So we see some increases. I see increases in our middle school. And then the other success thing you see is the relationships that you build with kids. And the kids then start to buy into the coaching staff and what you're trying to get done. So those things are there. The chaos we're living in right now with our stadium and that all happening, that's something we just don't focus on. We just continue to focus on every day going out there and doing the best we can. So it's a process for sure, and you know, we're giving everything we have. If we're not successful in the win column, it's not because of lack of effort.
Right.
That's for sure. We do have some youth. We are young in some areas. I won't tell you how young until we get to the first game. But we have some youth that we're going to be dealing with. And I still was very pleasantly surprised with the kids that were younger Tuesday and the way they were able to play. So we'll see. We'll see how it goes. But I'm very optimistic, and so is the staff.
Very cool. Well, we've got that game in 2 weeks, as I've mentioned. So I want to hold some questions back for our pregame and our football forecast. So
we'll let you know then.
We appreciate you and the staff coming out tonight. Again, looking forward to covering the Pioneers this year. As you said, whether it's measured in wins and losses or just progress on the field, I think we'll see a step forward for Elyria football this year.
Thank you.
Do appreciate it.
Thanks,
Sean. Thanks for coming out.
Good night.
Thanks for the plug on the wings, too. Sean Arnold, the head coach of Elyria. I said thanks for the plug on the wings, by the way.
Yeah.
Joining us here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. So that is coach number one of what is going to be many, many coaches here tonight here at the Brew Kettle in Amherst. And, Tom, before we take the break, again, every coach has had peaks and valleys and ups and downs, and it's certainly it's a challenge to build a program the way Sean has to. I'm sure folks look at that 1-9 and go, man, where's their progress? But as Sean said, there's steps in that process that you have to take before you become a playoff team or a conference championship team.
And some people can handle that personality-wise, and some people can't. And you know, we watched what Sean went through at Wellington and the building of the program there. Right. He's very, very methodical about it, very patient with it. And I think, just knowing him the little bit that I do, that I think that there's no question that he'll have the patience to do that. As Sean said very accurately, it's other people around him being patient as well. Because sometimes they don't see the growth that he does. They're not at practice on a daily basis. All too often in high school sports, you look at the on-the-field numbers, and that's the only way you judge the program. And that's not fair to the time and effort that these coaches put into it.
Absolutely.